Hi, Carrie Anne.
Hi, Kim.
The fires. Something of a war of words has developed over this, yeah?
Oh, yeah. The reality is that since probably late 2013 to early 2014, various independent authorities, think tanks, scientists, firefighters have been warning of impending, apocalyptic conditions in Australia. Every year since, so that's for 5 years, bushfire season has become longer and more intense until this year, which obviously looks like we're going to have 3 months of pure unmitigated hell. The war of words is over whether the federal government has done enough to mitigate the effects of climate change, and the answer to which is prolonging the bushfire season, or enhancing it rather. And the simple question, the simple answer is no, they have not. The fire chiefs, for instance, held a press conference. Former fire and current fire chiefs held a press conference yesterday. Said they have been trying to see the Prime Minister since April this year, to warn that this year was going to be catastrophic and to seek support from the federal government to put in place preventative measures. And that call went unheeded. And I think that's possibly an explanation in itself.
So what, they're saying that not only is the government not doing enough to ameliorate climate change on a global basis, but he's not even giving them reinforcements to deal with the results of climate change.
Well, that's right. And what they were saying yesterday, and what they said yesterday, was we wanted support to get just more on the ground equipment.
Yeah.
We wanted to put to the Prime Minister the urgency of the matter. Now, if you're a climate skeptic, you're obviously not going to treat these matters urgently. And now you've got this inflammatory war of words between, you know, Nationals MP on the one hand and the Greens MPs on the other hand, where they're slanging off at each other, which is most unhelpful. I mean, the simple matter is Australia is in crisis. We need to do something about it. There are 59 fires burning in New South Wales and 75 in Queensland, and that is a disaster in November. Bushfire season has been running in both states since September. Our country is burning. Something has to be done. We need to look at this as an emergency.
Somebody in the government has said, though, oh, it's bad taste to talk about climate change when we're having a national crisis. But somebody texted us yesterday to say, well, in that case, it's bad taste to talk about gun laws at the time of the school shooting.
Well, precisely. And you can't divorce contributing factors from the cause of something. People hold guns, they murder people. You can't just offer thoughts and prayers, and that's what's happened over here. People have died. There's so far an $80 million bill. Something has to be done.
I hope the situation improves for you immediately. Thank you, Carrie Anne Walsh. And that's the program for Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a good one.